Country with your host Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Carlton Place, Ontario country artist Bree Lawrenson has just released a new song to country radio called With You Whiskey, and it's already attracting a lot of attention for Bree's great vocals and the more traditional sound of the song. Another of her songs, Black and Purple, was taken on by the Canadian Red Cross as their anthem for their anti-bullying program. There's lots to talk about and a couple of great songs to share from Bree. Let's welcome her now to the show. Hey, Bree.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It is so wonderful to speak with you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, Debbie Wood sent me along your song, and as soon as I heard With You Whiskey, I thought, I got to get this person on sooner than later because the song just really struck me.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it's the second single so far, radio single, and we've had some pretty good feedback so far.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as I said, your great vocals on it, the production, I mean, it's wonderful. And it's also, it's got a traditional sound, which we don't hear as much these days. So that's quite refreshing.
Thank you. Yes, it's kind of like goes back to country roots in a heartbreak.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty,
and we'll talk more about that, that song specifically. And we're going to share it, of course. And we got lots to talk about. But let's go back to the start, Bree. And when did you first get involved in making music, singing and writing?
Sure, yeah. I started singing when I was about 8. And then when I was 12, that's when I really started writing music and coming up with melodies and words in my head. And I didn't even really play an instrument at that time, but my instrument's mainly always been my voice. So I was performing all around. I'm from Carlton Place, Ontario, and I've performed all the way across the area in fairs and corporate stuff and festivals and everything, and got a lot of experience being a performer. And meanwhile, I was still writing music, and I met my producer when I was probably 12 or 13, and then we did a CD together when I was 15. So it was my first CD when I was 15, yeah.
That's a really young age to start and be in the studio recording now. Is that the producer I've been reading about, Stu Epps?
Stu Epps is from London in the UK, and he's pretty awesome too. We did some work together with Stu. My producer, Joe, he was my producer then when I was 15. I was young, and we worked together for a few years. And he's based in Ottawa, Ontario. So, yeah, Joe and I and Stu did a little bit of work together and experience. I got to go to London and see all the sites in London City, and it was just awesome.
Now, you've also written and worked with Barry Brown, from the Ottawa area, of course, and the family Brown. Now, over the years, I've written quite a few songs with him, and he's a great guy. Talk about your experience working with Barry.
Barry is he's great. And, like, he was actually, when I started writing songs, I was doing a lot of songs writing on my own, and then I started collaborating with my producer, Joe Turner, at the time. And he and his wife and my manager introduced me to Barry because they were friends, and they'd been working together for a few years. And I think we wrote a few songs when we got together, and it was just really easy to write with him because he's written in Nashville and gone all over the place with the family Brown, and he's just a really great guy to work with.
Definitely, and as you said, it's easy writing with him. And what have you learned about songwriting over the time that you've done it so far, Bree? What have you improved on as well?
Definitely lyrics. And because for me, melody always is so strong in my mind, in my head. I come up with melodies, and I'm always hearing melodies in my head when I try to write a song. So I've definitely learned a lot about writing lyrics that people can relate to, being real at the same time and putting them into a song and phrases together, having them rhyme, not and knowing also that they don't always have to rhyme as long as they make good sense and people can relate to them. People just love listening to stories in the song. I think that's why I'm such a country artist, because I like to have a story behind my songs. And I've been to a few different, a lot of songwriting workshops. I was at one in Nashville where I learned a lot about commercial country radio songs and writing for radio, which is really interesting. And you got to be, you got to have a real good hook, a real strong story behind it at the same time. So, I was at the Bluebird Cafe, and I played some of my songs for some of the biggest publishers in Nashville, and we also got the chance to hear other writers' songs, and they all gave us constructive criticism on our songs, and it was probably one of the best beneficial songwriting workshops that I've been to. I learned a lot from that.
Well, I think that's an amazing opportunity, and as you said, you learned a lot, because it's not only writing songs, but you've got to get feedback from somebody in the industry. Your friends and family, in most cases, are going to like the song, right, because they like you, and it is a good song. But
well, usually.
Hopefully, in most cases. But when you hear from a pro writer who knows what makes it on the radio, what makes it on albums, because it's that business side of things and the craft.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got the feedback from these other people in the industry, is it hard to take sometimes when somebody says something about your song needs changing?
Yeah. Well, it is, but you have to also look at it. This business is, it's the music business and the songwriting and everything. It's very, because music comes from such a personal part of you, and it's hard to not take it personally when somebody
right.
criticizes your song or your music. But at the same time, it's such a tough industry that you have to have thick skin. And because there are, especially when you're taking criticism from songwriters who just work in Nashville all the time, that's where the best songwriters are from, and you've got to respect what they're saying. And really, some of the things that they said to me, I was just overwhelmed with joy. I was like just very happy with the first one that I played for them. They said that it sounded like an earlier Taylor Swift song. It was really hooky and cute, and I just took that as like the most amazing feedback I could, coming from who it was coming from.
Big
publishers that have heard like 100 songs a day over that probably. And so I thought that was amazing. And then I had another song where somebody said, one of them said it just didn't really make a lot of sense. And that too, I took that all into consideration, because you have to be really open-minded. You want to get better at your craft, and you got to take it seriously and just be like, all right, that's great. Like, I'm glad that I could have the opportunity to have that kind of criticism and feedback.
The feedback is invaluable, and as you said, it's going to help make you a better writer. And these people have heard songs that of high quality, so it's to get you up to that quality of not just a good song, but a great song. And the other thing
is
when people hear about feedback on songs, it's not always the person obviously isn't going to sit there and every time say they don't like it. Good feedback will be, okay, well, in that second verse, you should, take out this line.
Exactly.
It can be, which is great because they like the song, and now they're just looking at different areas that could be tweaked a bit.
Yes, that's the best. That's always the best feedback, when you get somebody who's really listening and, hearing your words and trying to understand your perspective of the song, and then they just, help you with different areas of it, and they really pick it apart. And I've had some really great, opportunities that are in Nashville for all the songwriters there, with like the Nashville International Songwriting Association. I've been a part of that association for about a year or two, and they've got this service that's really awesome. You could send your songs in and ask for feedback from professional songwriters that are actually writing for some of the biggest stars down there. And they'll send you, detailed feedback and criticism, like about in verse line, this is what I felt. And they'll talk about the words and compare it with the melody lines as well, because both are such a crucial part of the song. Like, you want to have a strong melody line, and at the same time, you want the lyrics to really be able to pick somebody and, you know, get them to relate to it. So, I mean, I've had such awesome experiences and with the songwriting, going back and forth to Nashville. So many writers out there that and opportunities for writers out there to improve their craft, which is so cool.
It is. It's great to have a natural gift of writing, but it's also good to learn the craft and to know what is expected of a song at a certain quality, because if you're going to record it yourself, then maybe, well, you still want it to be great, of course, but especially if you're going to pitch to somebody else, you want it to be up there in a certain league, right?
Yes, for sure. The competition is so fierce.
Exactly. So it helps you stand above when you get this feedback. And as you mentioned there, mm-hmm. with the melody and lyrics, I mean, they're both equally important, because you've got to have a strong lyric, but you've got to have that melody that underscores what that lyric is expressing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, because you get people who connect with melody, people who are more of lyrical thinkers, and then you get your audience is just full of people who can hit with the song and connect with the song differently. So, those both are just so important.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, we're going to turn now to this big song of yours now called With You Whiskey. Very traditional song. I also love the title. I love titles with that alliteration. So it's got With You Whiskey, the two W's there, that sound. Just something small like that to me, it helps it roll off the tongue. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, it does.
So tell us about this song. You wrote this song with Dawn Beyer.
That's right, Dawn Beyer. And she's a writer in Nashville, and she's actually from New York, but she's been living in Nashville for a while. And, we met through a marketing company down on Music Row, and I was so fortunate to get the opportunity to work with this company. It's called PLA Media, and they are awesome. And they just, you know, that's what Nashville is so much about, networking, and obviously because the business is that way, and relationships with meeting new people. And so they connected me while I was down there. I would usually stay for about a month at every time I go. And they would connect me with a whole bunch of different writers each time, and we would book appointments, writing sessions, and that's how I met Dawn. And she's a great writer, and she's got an exquisite voice too. She's got like those pipes. She's very powerhouse.
Right.
So and we got along really well, and we wrote a few songs together. So With You Whiskey was one of them. It was probably our most recent that we wrote together. And she actually came here to my house for about a month, and so she came to Canada from Tennessee, and she spent a few weeks here, and we had some shows. I booked us some shows, and we kind of toured around the area. We performed together, and initially we wanted to write, and our time together was spent writing, and so that I could take our songs to radio. And we've had such great feedback with, like, in radio, and I'm just like so happy. We're both really thrilled about it, the success of the song.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome. So
that's got to be exciting when you release a song, because as much as you believe in it, it's hard to know what other people and people in radio are going to think, right? So that's got to be great to have the reception
you have. Yeah, and you never, in every like radio station, it takes a song and listens to a new song, especially with, you know, an independent artist that isn't completely known. they're going to be really cool of the song. It's all about the song. But that's also what I love about this, that if it's a good song and you can really connect, have that person connect to the song, then they'll take a risk, they'll put it up for you. And, you know, there's been a few stations that have done that across Canada so far. And it's just been awesome.
Isn't that great? And you're right, that is the challenging part when you're not a known name. And it's now they're just going by the song. That's all they have to go on.
Exactly.
And to accept it like that. And we're going to hear it in just a moment, but can you tell us where the idea came from, how the two of you started the song, and how it flowed out?
Yeah, I really wanted to have, I had the idea in my head, and I knew I wanted to write a song basically about whiskey and heartbreak. And so
they go well together.
The song kind of... Exactly. it seems to go over well in the commercial country radio too.
Right.
You know, people can relate to, you know, something as simple as, you know, a breakup and, you know, drinking whiskey and it just kind of flowed together really easily. And we did the chorus and we wrote the verses together and then the harmonies just came out, and it was just really, it was great. And so the idea is basically, you know, emotional heartbreak and getting whiskey to help numb the pain.
All right. It's a beautiful song, and we're going to share it now. It's brand new from my guest, Bree Lawrenson. This is called With You Whiskey on In the Country.
Come home just like every night before. Turn the TV on and lock the door. Grab a glass, drink the first one down real fast. Did he drown the past and leave me where I'm at? Did I just wanna be with you? This empty house, and it hurts deep inside, but not as bad as the lies that I believed when he was still laying around. And I was blind, but now I'm just like every night before. Turn the TV on and lock the door.
Brand new music from my guest, Bree Lawrence, and that is called With You Whiskey. It's been sent to radio now. Debbie Wood is out there promoting the song as well, getting radio to hear the song, and I think this is going to do so well for you, Bree.
Well, thank you. I'm so hoping that, you know, people can really, you know, take it and relate to it, and that it goes, you know, kind of lifts me off the ground to so that I can continue doing music. So,
you know, I think it will. It's going to get people's attention. I think it's going to get lots of play. And Debbie Wood sent a message talking about Rob Hood from Sawmill Road. And when he heard it, he said it had the goosebump factor. And Debbie gets emotional listening to the song.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, hearing stuff like that just makes me, like, that's what mainly I want for people and with my music, is so that it can help them and provide some kind of outlet and that they can relate to it. So that's great.
Yeah, it's got that component in a song. I mean, it's very moving. It's very emotional. And you do hear that in a lot of songs, but there's certainly a lot you don't hear where it might be technically has a good sound, but there's real emotion in there. And it's my kind of country song. So good for you for putting that out there.
Well, thank you so much.
We have another song from you coming up a bit later in the show, which we're going to get to. Let's talk about this great thing that you were part of. Black and Purple was a song that you co-wrote with your friend and fellow songwriter, Braden Turner. The song got attention and came to the attention of the Canadian Red Cross, and they used it in their anti-bullying campaign. And I went on earlier on YouTube, and I saw the PSA that the two of you had done, I guess, a few years back.
Yes, I think it was 6 years that we've been working with the Red Cross and doing presentations in schools and talking to the kids about bully prevention.
How important was it for you to have the song have that kind of impact and go on to, I'm sure, make some changes and affect people?
We wrote the song together, and because we both had a lot of the same experiences in school. And with Braden and I, we're really, like, we become best friends, and she's an amazing songwriter as well and piano player. And so we thought, you know, for both of us, we really want to help make a difference, because music has helped us so much with what we've dealt with in our lives. And so we wanted to reach out to an organization that would give us that opportunity to let our voices be heard and our message. And so we wrote the song, and it's kind of a symbolization of scars, emotional scars and bruises that are left behind when people are bullied, essentially, and neglected, especially at a young age. So Black and Purple became the name of the song, and we started looking for organizations that we could send it to and hopefully get some kind of response from with it. And the Red Cross took a listen, and they thought it was a great, they saw it as a great opportunity to have us help them advocate for bully prevention and help their program. And they were coming up with a lot of plans to get into schools across Canada to actually go into the environments and look at and talk to the kids, right, one-on-one or in a controlled situation in a group setting. So they thought, oh, this is a great idea. These girls, you know, they want to perform and they're musicians and they also have something that's important to say. So they really gave us our voice and in lots of experience in schools, and it was just dealing with the kids. And I always say it, at the end of the day, if we had made a difference for at least one child in that audience, then we've done our job. So it's been very self-rewarding. And I'm just happy to have music help me do that.
Yeah, it's amazing what music can do, and I mean, there's a lot of music that is just fun music and catchy music, and that's great, but when you can also add to that songs that do this, I mean, you're making a difference, and that's not you know, I think music has the best way of making a difference.
Yes, oh, for sure. It's like music is like universal language, and I feel like
right.
it's really, it kind of heals people.
Yes.
So it's
yeah.
such a beautiful gift to have and to honor, and that's definitely what the Canadian Red Cross has done for us, giving us that opportunity with our music, and we're so happy to be a part of that.
Well, that is terrific, and I believe the name of the anti-bullying program of theirs is called Respect Ed.
That's right. Yes, and they
right.
also had like Respect Ed is a violence abuse prevention program, and they also made the Black and Purple campaign as part of our campaign. Braden and I, when we went on tour across Canada, and they'd call us the Black and Purple Girls.
Right.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. Now, who are some of your influences, Bree? Who are some of your favorite artists from the past and current?
Yeah. When I was a little girl, I grew up listening to Martina McBride, and she was every song that she did. I wanted to sing just like her, and I think Broken Wing was one of the songs that I sang over and over and over again. And there was Love's the Only House by Martina McBride. She's one of my
right.
favorites for sure. And then, of course, there's Celine Dion and even Mariah Carey. I just love the singers that can really sing.
Yeah.
And I was always just right in tune, trying to do everything that they're doing. It's been a challenge. But I just love the vocalists that can really sing. And now I'm really loving Miranda Lambert, and her lyrics and the sass and her songs are just awesome.
She is
yeah.
terrific, and she's very country, whether it's up-tempo
yeah.
or her ballads. To me, you know it's a country song. And a song sort of along the lines of your song as far as the traditional sounding is The House That Built Me. I kind of feel
yeah.
a connection between those two songs in that they're very moving.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
thank you. That is such a compliment. That's one of my favorite songs of hers. So thank you.
Isn't it a great one? I mean, that is, it's like an instant
yeah.
classic. It's just such a pretty song.
It is, and I've heard about that song. They actually talked about that song when we were when I was at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville in that publisher's workshop, and that song was floating around Nashville for about 10 years in different catalogs, and nobody really
wow.
picked it up until she did. And I thought, wow, really? Because
yeah.
it's such a great story, and something everyone can relate to going back home.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's something
pretty
everybody can relate to. And it's hard to believe, but you
yes.
hear that about certain songs when you hear the story behind them, that such a song that has become a hit took a while, and you kind of wonder why.
Yeah.
It seems obvious. But
yeah, it's because I think there are probably so many gems, hidden gems in Nashville, and songs that are just floating around, because there are so many writers there that are just always constantly popping them out, like song after song, and the competition is just so strong that there might just not be enough room for the song
yeah.
to get the credit that it deserves. But the business is so cool that it's like the song might have its time eventually. It might not be now. It might not be in a few years from now, but eventually, you know, your time kind of comes. And that's what I like about the songwriting business and the music business, is that everyone kind of, you see, it's all about persistence, and you just got to keep going, and then your time eventually will come.
That's a great point, because we hear so many times about these supposed overnight successes, and somebody just came
yeah.
on the scene, and I'm sure it's discouraging to a singer-songwriter out there thinking, wow, they became famous so fast, but you read about
mm-hmm.
them, and they've been doing it in a lot of cases for years and years prior
exactly.
to that big
yeah.
break. So
yep.
persistence is the key, as you said.
Exactly, and I've been one of those singer-songwriters that's been discouraged and thinking, oh my goodness, like, how did they get to where they are going? How did they get there? And now it's just like, with the current success with with radio that I've been having, and that's like the first thing. Once that starts, then you know something's really taking off here. And I'm now in the mentality of, wow, all I had to do was keep going, and that's all I really did. I guess I didn't want to do anything else, and music has always been my first love, and I just kind of kept with it, and that's what it's about. It's like never give up. Persistence is the key, really.
That is awesome. And for our listeners out there, how they can help is it makes a big difference at country stations when they get requests and know what people want to hear. So whether it's Facebook or Twitter or calling the station, however you can communicate with them, let them know you want to hear Bree Lawrence and her new song, With You Whiskey, and that'll definitely be a big help.
Please.
Yeah, exactly. We're not below begging here. Please request the song.
Yes.
Let's turn to another song
that's
of yours.
All about the fans.
Yeah. Fans do make a big difference, don't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's all about it. That's what it's all about. And that's how kind of my first single started. People were calling and requesting, and then, you know, they took a chance, and that's what people wanted to hear, so that's what they're going to play.
Exactly. Well, let's hear that first single called Honey. And what can you tell us about the song, Bree? This is another one that you wrote with Dawn Beyer. And as you mentioned before about her voice, I went on YouTube and saw you doing, both of you, some acoustic stuff. And you're right, she has a terrific voice as well.
Oh, yeah. And it's so nice when you can get an acoustic live recording of it. And I think people just love the reality of that. And we had some views on that, a lot of views on that for sure. So, she's got an awesome voice. And Honey was born basically when we were sitting in Dawn and I were sitting in Starbucks in Franklin, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes away from Nashville. But we met a lot there, and I think I ordered a tea, and I got a packet of honey, but I couldn't open it, and so she was trying to help me open it, and it said honey right on the top, and we were basically just throwing out ideas of songs that we could write, and, you know, what's a good name for a song, and then basically we just thought, oh, honey, that's a perfect name, and seriously, that's the way that the song was born, and, you know, the melody kind of came to me first, and then we put our lyrics together, and it's just real, it's an upbeat, faster tempo song that stays in your ear. It's like an earworm.
Yes.
It's catchy.
love those earworms, right? They just, you hear them once, and then they're with you the rest of the day.
There you go. That's how
that is great. Yeah. Well, we're going to share the song now, and I'm going to let you know when we come back. I'm going to ask you about dream duet partners and also artists that you would like to pitch a song to. So I'm giving you a heads up that sometimes they'll give you a chance for you to let that roll around in your brain. Let's hear the song now. This is a great one from Bree Lawrence called Honey on In the Country.
Hanging on every word you say. thinking about you, baby, it drives me wild.
And that is my guest from Carleton Place, Ontario, Bree Lawrenson. The song is called Honey. You'll find her online at BrieLawrenson.com, and that's another one that she wrote with Don Beyer. Man, that has a great sound as well. That must have been fun putting that together in the studio.
Oh, I loved it, and it's so cool being in the studio and watching the musicians play. And literally, like, these are guys that have, that go on the road with big artists like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and they're in town for however long they're there for, and they do studio session work with all kinds of artists that basically come in, just like me, that come in out from out of town, and they're looking for recordings of their songs, and these guys just like whip the songs out extremely fast, and they're done. They're so creative with their lines and with their with what they're playing that they're done in about 20 minutes. It's just like
amazing.
Real fast. It's amazing to watch them and to be there, and just they're also very humble and like easy to work with. So you can tell them what you kind of want to hear. And with Honey, I definitely had the feeling that I really wanted it to be big. I wanted it to be a big production, a big sound. I wanted it to have lots of percussion in it. And so as soon as I said that, they knew exactly what I was talking about, and they did this really cool percussion loop that loops all through the song, and it was awesome to watch them do that.
Definitely, that's got to be. And do you have ideas on? You just mentioned there you had that idea. Do you have that on a lot of your songs? How you want to hear them sound?
Yeah, I usually when I come up with a song, it's because I'm such a strong melody writer. I can hear how I kind of want it to be in my head, but then when it all comes together in the studio, it sounds different than it does in your head, but at the same time, it's the same kind of direction that you wanted it to be. And I'm still getting used to really articulating what I want to hear and how I want the musicians to play it. But I'll say things like, I can really hear the steel out front, the steel guitar out front in this song, and I really want it to have that country feel. I think with You Whiskey, I really wanted the steel out, and I think that's what kind of brings it back to roots country, which is really cool. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And all those guys are just take a song and they do their thing and they make it sound awesome. And basically I'm just there to give little pointers or suggestions. I feel like they really just do an amazing job and they just don't even really need the direction sometimes. But I'm really happy to have the opportunity to be kind of sitting in the producer's chair with what I'm doing currently. So it's really exciting.
Now, is all this leading, Bree, towards a full album from you in the near future?
Yeah, I definitely want to have another album come out. And right now, with all the single releases, we're getting lots of, the digital age, we're getting lots of downloads from iTunes on the two songs. And I'm thinking I really would love to have a physical product to sell at my shows because I'm touring a lot and performing all over, and people just want it right away. It's like instant gratification. They just want it. So we'll have eventually once I get to I probably have about five or six songs that I've already recorded in Nashville. So I'll have some of them that haven't been on the radio on the album, but they're still great songs that I've written with great writers, and hopefully whoever purchases the album will like them. And that's definitely a goal for me to put out a new one.
Now, can you describe how much fun it is for you being on stage, and also what are some of the cover songs you do at your shows?
Oh yeah, cool. I love to do a lot of Miranda songs, Miranda Lambert. I do Gunpowder and Lead and Time to Get a Gun, which is actually a Fred Eagle Smith song, but it's pretty cool. I like to do it the way she does it. I love her new one, All Kinds of Kinds, and I do that one, and of course The House That Built Me. But I do a lot of classic rock songs too, because I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac and Tom Cochran.
Yeah.
My mom always had the music. She's just a music lover, and my dad is a music lover as well. He's actually that's basically where my music comes from, is his side of the family. So he was always listening to country music. So that's where my roots are. I basically grew up listening to country. I do stuff like Dust on the Bottle. And
nice.
some
good old David Lee
Go
Murphy
Your Own
too.
Way. Exactly, yeah. What a great writer he is.
Yeah.
He's written for some awesome artists too, some big ones just recently. So that's pretty cool. But I love performing. It's probably the most exciting thing of my career, is getting to be in front of an audience and connect with the audience and to feel the energy from them. It's just amazing, the different kinds of energy that comes with different atmospheres and different shows and different crowds. If you get a big, big crowd, you can feel, you feel so much energy, and you really feed off of it and help it and let it help you get through the show. And it's really amazing. There's really no other high like that. And then you have the intimate crowds where it's, you know, a smaller show, but people are listening to every single thing that you say and that comes out of your mouth. And those listening crowds are some of the best experiences that I've had. And when people are really listening, then you really know that, you know, you're performing, you're there, and they're there to listen to you. It makes you feel like something, you know, really important. It makes you feel special. So, and the chemistry is just awesome on stage, and I just love it. I think I'm addicted.
What about the big guy that's around country music now from Canada, Brett Kissel? Do you have any thoughts on his success? He's been around a while. He has hit it huge right now. George Strombolopoulos the other night. And I think the
two of you,
do you guys have a connection or fans of each other?
Definitely. And I have a really cool story about him that just recently happened. And he was, I think Brett Kissel, I know that he's been working so hard as an artist for years. And he's one of these, it's just finally happening for him now. Everything is just, I think he just got signed to his record label. And he's having great success with radio. And he's touring. And he was actually just in Ottawa last week, I think. And he was on the station here in Ottawa that's playing my song, and they played my song while he was in studio, and I was like freaking out. I was so happy that they did that. And he said on air that it was a great country song, and he thought I was a great artist, and he's glad to know who I am. And then he said off air, as soon as the song started, it was With You Whiskey. As soon as they started playing With You Whiskey, everyone stopped talking, listened to the song. And when he said that, I was just like, wow, that's amazing, because it's coming from somebody who's worked so hard, and he knows he's having so much success right now with his music. And for him to take that, the time to really say that about, you know, me, an upcoming singing songwriter. It's really great. A fellow musician, and he knows how the industry is and how hard it is. And it's really great. It was great of him to say that. And then he started following me on Twitter. So it was awesome.
Oh,
I'm a huge fan of him too. Yeah.
He's terrific. It all started with the song, his big hit out now. He's going to follow that up very soon. Big things happening for him. I love that story. That's so good to hear, and to hear that support and that he is really into your song With You Whiskey. So there's another endorsement of the song. Bree, who do you have on your list, the mental list, or have you ever thought about who you'd like to record a duet with?
Sometimes I dream about it. I think, this song, and because I listen to so many songs like by the Rascal Flatts, and I think this song, like their song Here, I would just love to do that song with them live on stage one day, because it just, I can relate to that song. It's about a relationship, but I can relate to it with the fact that, you know, my career has basically been my relationship life, this ongoing battle, and just to be at a spot where you can really appreciate that you're actually there on stage, and that's what I dream about. They are awesome. The Rascal Flatts are definitely one of my favorites. I'd love to do a duet with them. And then there's Martina McBride, for sure. Jason Aldean, and definitely Keith Urban.
Nice.
I've got so many. But I've seen Keith Urban perform live, and I think that he is such a down-to-earth person, and you can really tell on stage as well, because he always invites his opening acts back onto his show to play with, so that they can play with him, and I think that's really classy. And some of the concerts that I've seen him perform at, he's literally still been standing on the stage while the lights are going on in the stadium and people are leaving, and he's still on the stage thanking everyone. And I just think that's amazing. It's dedication, and he's very humble.
Yeah, you got to love that in an artist, that quality and so much giving. That's terrific to hear. And maybe a duet down the road with you and Brett. I think your voices would
go
well
gosh,
together.
Yes. Oh, that would be amazing. I would just love it. I actually said to I tweeted him, and I was like, I would love to write a song with you one day. It would just be so cool.
That's awesome. What about pitching a song too? So you are a songwriter and a great one at that. Have you ever written a song with someone in mind, or do you think you've got a song that if you could just get it close enough to that person that, you know, or who would you like to have record one of your songs? The question.
Definitely, I would love if like Miranda Lambert for sure. Because the songs that she picks and the lyrics, and I know she's a great writer as well. Famous in a Small Town was, you know, some of her writing, and then Gunpowder and Lead, I think she was a writer on that one too. And there's so much attitude and sass in there. And I think people really like that, especially coming from a female artist. So I always, when I'm writing songs, try and dip into that and think of, you know, what kind of phrase would a Miranda song have in it?
Right.
And that's, you know, a real technique of songwriting too, is just listening to others' songs and your own way of saying what you want to say, but taking ideas from other artists and other songs, and, you know, because there's so many songs out there, and you can write and portray something in your own way. So it's definitely a technique that I've taken in my songwriting. Just being like, oh, I love this song. I would love to write a song like this. And then
exactly. No, that's a really good point, because you're right. You're not copying lyrics or even the melody, but it's
that's
inspiring
right.
you to write a new song. You're right. That can happen a lot.
Oh, yes, for sure. It does for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's terrific as far as pitching songs, too. Miranda Lambert is a great answer. Let's talk a bit about your video, which people can check out on YouTube, If I'm Not Here Tomorrow, which you wrote and for military men and women. And I was checking earlier, and on YouTube, it's up around 14,700 views so far.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. The views keep on coming. And it's been up there for a little while, but people, and every time I gain a new fan and friend, they always have something to say about that video and how either they connected with it or somebody that they've showed really had a strong connection to it. And that means a lot to me, too.
And that song was one that you wrote in the past, and the video as well. And it must be great to know that it has had that impact.
Oh, yeah. And to have one of your songs that you've written, you know, years ago. I think I was 18 when I started writing that song. And it was one of the songs where you start writing it, and then you kind of I left it for a little while. And I came back to it. And there were some experiences in my life that I went through that helped me finish writing that song. And it's pretty cool when you can, you know that it's a relatable song when you can take it and think about multiple situations in your life, or that you've gone through experiences that you've gone through, and you can really take those words and have it relate to that. And so I knew that it was going to be a song that people could love and grow it could grow on them and help them through whatever they're going through. And my cousin went away to Afghanistan, and during that time that we were releasing the song, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this song can be like an anthem for somebody, you know, for thousands of people out there who are going through this experience as the loved one going away overseas. And that's where the idea came from in respect to recording the video and having it be a tribute to men and women across Canada. And it's got a cool little surprise ending, and a lot of people have commented on that, and I'm really happy that they like it. So yeah, you should check it out.
Definitely. The video is If I'm Not Here Tomorrow. People can see it on YouTube and also at your website, BreeLaurenson.com. There's a video section there, yeah, and they can see other videos you've done. Bree, it has been such a pleasure chatting with you for all this time and getting to know you better.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for introducing me, for having me on, and for taking the time. Like, this has been an awesome conversation, and I'm so happy to know you.
Oh, thanks, Bree. Well, it's likewise here. And a big shout-out to Debbie Wood, who is promoting your song at radio.
Yes.
Isn't she awesome?
Oh, she's great. She's fantastic. I'm so busy now, I don't know what to do with myself.
And again, your current single is With You Whiskey, which we want our listeners to get in touch with radio however they can and let them know this is what they want to hear.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. My guest has been country artist Bree Laurenson. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.